Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. So I'm going to try to mix this up just a little bit. Do you think the Cowboys are closer to this ceiling or this floor? Now, ESPN has their own thoughts, and good for them. I have changed the actual ceiling and floor. So I say, I think this is going to make some people mad. I say the ceiling for the Cowboys regular season record is 12-5. And the floor is 6-11. Now, before people think they could be worse than that, I hear you. I do. But the Cowboys also have this annoying thing of where they continue to win games at a point in the season where you know the season's over. I know the season's over. The relevant or the prudent thing to do would be to get a better draft pick. And they're like, the hell with that. Because if all eight of these teams lose and we win and get to the 16th tiebreaker, we could still make the playoffs. And so that's why ESPN said 11-6, 5-12. Good for them. I have a different interpretation. I say 12-5 or 6-11. So 12-5 is the ceiling or the roof. And the floor is 6-11. If you had to pick one, do you think it's more likely that they hit the ceiling or the floor?
Both.
No, that is That cannot be an answer.
Oh, you said pick one. That makes all the difference now with my answer.
That's it.
You know, Kevin, I think it's interesting that you bring this up, the number six. Since Dak Prescott got here, the Cowboys haven't lost more than six games. They haven't
had a season where they won. Yeah,
a season where they won fewer than six games. Hence, the year before they won four games.
Oof.
The year before he arrived, when the Matt Castle season, remember we were doing the Dave and Buster's thing, and
that was the worst. After like week three, all enthusiasm for this team was dead in the water. And you might be like it is now. It's not.
No.
What you're feeling right now when you're still feeling semblance of anger and stuff, there was just no opinion of the Cowboys then. They're like, whatever.
Because Dak's rookie year, 13-3. The next season, 9-7, 10-6, 8-8. 6-10 was the worst year. And Andy Dalton was your quarterback most of that year because of Dak's injury. And then, you know, you rolled out a few 12-5s and a 7-10 last year. I think 6-11 is the exact floor for this team. I don't think that
in your face, ESPN. I went through the schedule myself.
Yeah, I just don't see it a way that they don't progressively get better through the season. I see injuries can happen. They're going to happen across the NFL. The discussion of whether or not Dak is healthy, I think, is very important in this, obviously, because sure, Joe Milton's not ready yet. Everybody feels that way. Kevin, you were in Germany. I don't know if they played the game in Germany.
They did not. Okay. I had to eventually go back through to the DVR, but I learned a lot about VPNs and everything like that. So,
but yeah, I mean, like Joe Milton's just not ready. I know Will Grier. The Cowboys say they know Will Grier, and they're like, yeah, we know what he is. We don't have to worry about that right now. He is a backup quarterback. And yeah. So if he has to play, you have problems. If you have Joe Milton, you're developmental. Sure. But if Dak is healthy, I mean, like this team can win 6 games pretty easily. But the ceiling for him, I think the ceiling comes down to how your left tackle plays.
Yep.
The rest of the offensive line, I have some pretty good confidence in if they're healthy. And if your offensive line it can play well, I think you can run the ball the way that Schottenheimer wants to. And I think that ceiling is a little bit higher than you give him.
Ooh, okay. I actually want to investigate that a little bit more because I knew you were talking about specific aspects of the team.
Yeah.
This is going to be a more general thing I'm about to tell you. The ceiling also is dependent on breaking out to that like at least 5-1 start.
Okay.
Because I know the back half of the schedule is significantly more difficult. I'm not saying that they're going to win all of these games. Well, once you get past Philly, host the Giants at the Bears, host the Packers at the Jets at Carolina. Those are 5 winnable games.
I think the Giants are going to be more difficult than we expect this year just because their defense is going to be stout.
Well, I'll tell you what, good news. If you lose at home to the Giants after you've already lost to the Eagles, well, you don't really have to worry about too much the rest of the way because your season is over.
It's too early to be over.
Hey, I can do whatever I want within FCC guidelines. I can have whatever opinion I want. I think if you lose to the Giants at home in game 2 and you've already lost the first one, it's over. But knowing the Cowboys, you know what they're probably going to do is get a 65-yard field goal from Brandon Aubrey to beat the Eagles to start and then come home and lose to the Giants and they'll be 1-1 just like everybody thought, but in the exact opposite manner. And you'll be like, I don't know what to do with this team.
And then everybody would be like, see, the Cowboys are Cowboys. Like that's the most Cowboys thing they could do.
Somebody texted in. Here we go. From the 915. We're the only team in football where I could legitimately see either answer.
Yes.
Because some of these ceilings and floors, you're like, no, I get it. It would take like something pretty drastic. In the regular run of play, with no major injuries, I could see how the Cowboys could go 6-11.
Well, and that's the... All right, how many... Let's count the ifs. I think this actually might be a segment for down the road because we've been very adamant about this. When you go into a season, when you're in a season, if you drop more than 5 ifs, you don't have a real understanding of what you are.
Can we call the segment If It?
Yeah, If All It. Right. If It... Tyler Guyton is good.
Yeah.
Question mark.
Yeah.
You don't know about the left tackle. So if Tyler Guyton turns into an all-pro, your ceiling is 15 maybe. If your defensive tackles.
Oh, man. If your defensive tackles are good and they exist, I am really excited. I know they exist.
If your cornerbacks get healthy. And like I think if your cornerbacks get healthy, you have a good set of cornerbacks.
Yeah.
Right? Like that, but we got to get healthy to even know that. Because right now, you feel like you have one that you're confident in and a bunch of other guys that you're like, man, we got to fingers crossed hope about this.
Right.
So that's 3 already.
If you actually, and you might think this is tied too closely to the offensive line, if you actually have a functional running game.
Yeah. I do, but I also will say go ahead and throw those running back if you find a running back.
Yeah.
You know, that's a 4th one. If Brian Schottenheimer can get this team to transcend when in the big moments and be better than they actually are. I mean, that's 5 right there. So I'm at 5, but I feel like there are a lot more people that will be texting in. No, there's 3 or 4 or 5 more ifs. And if you have that many, you have problems that you have to solve in the regular season. I don't know that you can solve all of those before the season starts against Philadelphia. So that's where I'm kind of, that's where my whole model of where they land is. I have a lot of ifs, and that's why I regress away from the ceiling to the median more than anything else.
And that's why I think this is interesting, because Alec, I want to get your take on ceiling versus floor as well, because like, let's just say, so the ceiling I say is 12-5, floor I say is 6-11. Well, guess what would be smack dab in the middle of that? 9-8. And I feel like that's where a lot of people are probably like, Yeah, I could see that. And that's why I thought it was a good spot to sit well and make a decision. All right, Alec, if there can be only one, like the Highlander, do you think the Cowboys are more likely to reach their ceiling or their floor this season?
I would have to go with the floor just because I don't know what to expect fully yet. You know, like I know Fred talked about it a lot in Kevin's absence, Corey, where he was like, you know, Brian Schottenheimer doesn't have a lot of things like superlatives that are attached to him, you know, in the game of football, just that he has a last name that has lineage and has respect. He doesn't have any kind of like titles of, you know, like the Kyle Shanahan offensive guru genius. He doesn't have any of that. So, and I heard him talking about it, I think, with Jesse Hawley yesterday, where he was like, the beauty of it is I don't have to show anything. And this is the one season of my tenure as the Cowboys head coach where nobody knows. Nobody knows what we are yet. And he likes that, but it makes our jobs harder because I don't know what to expect. So I would lean four just because it could go bad. They could experiment a little too much and get a little too cute. But then, like your point, and we've talked about it for years now, they could be one NFL record-breaking field goal away from completely changing my expectations.
Yeah, it is a, as usually is the case in these scenarios, it is a perplexing team. By the way, ESPN said to Alex's point right there that the X factor was Brian Schottenheimer. You have a inquisitive look on your face.
I don't like when the X factor is your head coach. I read that the other day, I was like, that doesn't make me feel good, because as he just pointed out, there's so many things we don't know about him. I like it whenever there's a certain player that you're going to get something special out of him. And that's the head coach. I don't think he should be the X factor in this, but it really is encompasses all the ifs, because he could be the solution to it. So I understand where they're going. From the 903, if Micah plays, that one right there, we all believe he's going to play, right? Oh, no. Hold on.
Okay.
877-881-1053. I really do want to get a gauge on where everybody is here. We all believe that Micah's going to play, right?
If your question is in week one, I do not necessarily believe that.
Oh, my.
Okay. Wow. So fast. Good job, Alec. All right. So there's a couple of things, and I'm going to make a plea to Micah Parsons if I can real quick. All right. Here's what I want everyone to think about. He'll eventually play, because if he doesn't, then his contract will just roll over, and then the rookie option will be, you'll be able to do that next year, and that will get him no closer to his goals. Yes. You have to play, like, or at least be ready, eligible to play half the season. I know injuries could work in that and everything like that. So I eventually think he will play. Whether or not he plays week one, I don't know if this could be like a Chris Jones kind of scenario that you saw with the Chiefs, but here's my plea to Micah Parsons. Hey, Micah, thanks for being so good at football.
You're awesome, bro.
I want to just list off a few names to you, whether it's Dak Prescott, Jalen Smith, Michael Gallup. Go out there.
Reggie White.
You're no, okay, not, I'm just, not Reggie White.
Right?
You're not risking anything. People keep saying, oh, he could get hurt and not get a contract. What is that based on? The Dallas Cowboys said it was all on the line for Dak Prescott. He got hurt. They gave him a contract. Michael Gallup got hurt at the end of the season. He got a contract. Mm-hmm. Jalen Smith had a plethora of injury concerns because of that bowl game. He showed one flash of a good season. They paid him. The Dallas Cowboys will pay you even if you get hurt. So whenever they're like, well, he needs leverage in case he gets hurt, I disagree with that so much. What in the world makes you think that the Cowboys will go, now's the time that we will use an injury against somebody in negotiations? Look, any of their players on the roster, they could get hit by a car tomorrow.
Kevin,
that's what I got told.
I appreciate what you're saying. I really do, because I completely agree. But I know that David Mulligan is not sitting there thinking that. You know, like he's a smart agent.
Fair.
And he's the one that's going, no, we're using everything we possibly can.
Yeah.
But okay. All right. I mean, without Micah, I still think you might be in the middle. I don't think it's that much of a difference. He can help you a little bit.
Okay.
But I don't think it's that much
Look,
of a difference.
I'm going to go back to this time and again. This conversation for another day. If you feel that way, if the organization feels that way, you need to move. You need to move off of him. And or any player that,
being
that you
said,
feel
there
that way.
Is statistical facts that when Mike is on the field, this team is 90% better.
Okay.
So that's what I just said is kind of dumb.
That's at least in the regular season.
Yeah.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I do believe it's about time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus some of the crazy science behind NFL practices next on The Fan.
KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, what I know you've all been waiting for, it's time for AM on the FM.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well. Plus, some crazy science behind NFL practices.
Can I be part of the they that calls you the pride of Mansfield, or does it have to stay as like sort of this anonymous entity?
If you want to put your name on it, yeah. Be my guest.
Okay.
Absolutely be my guest, because they do not want to. Ah. So if you want to actually associate yourself with that claim that they made, I'd love to. So then I think I do. I feel like it happens every time we do the segment. I get at least one text that says, who is they? I'm like, I don't know.
I'm part of the they.
You're telling me that Mayor Michael Evans
That's right.
is like, no, I'll say it to you. but I'm not going to say it publicly yet.
That's right. Like, pretty much everybody within the city limits has told me that, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Dating back to when I worked at the Market Street off of Broad Street. Yeah.
And we love Mayor Evans.
ACL, Alex City Limits.
That's exactly what it's always been, yeah.
I love that. And it's the reason business is booming out there. What do you think? Because they got a homegrown budding star now, as they say. But we'll get to the question of the day. And I'm actually pivoting based off of Mickey Spagnuolo's reaction to the loud PA music at practice. It got me thinking, what is something that makes you unnecessarily upset? 877-881-1053, a pet peeve, an action, something lately that gets on your nerves. Because here lately for me, it's been people not using their blinker / turn signal.
Ooh.
I don't know why. Like, I've always been like, hey, you should probably use that. That's kind of like rule of thumb. But here lately, just in the Dallas traffic and whatnot, once the floodgates kind of open and everybody starts being able to move, and you think, okay, I've got space to work with, somebody cuts you off.
Are you to the point where you can see in advance sometimes the person who's not going to use their turn signal?
Yes.
Like, they're in front of you. Maybe they're like, you know, car pace ahead of you to the right side on the highway. And you're like, I can see it. I know you want to get over there. Just put your blinker on and we'll make it happen.
Mm-hmm. And I'm the type of person that will flash the lights. I'm the type of person that will, like, at least give a good little stare down, you know, if I get even with you. I'm not going to freak out or anything, but it does irritate me because it's like, just have some decency. I'm not going to, like, jump in front of you and not let you get over. I'm not one of those people. If you just put on your turn signal, I'll let you move. I know you got places to be. So do I. I respect the hustle. It's okay. I'm trying to help you get there safe. I'm trying to help not be an issue. I'm trying to get out of your way, if anything, because I don't trust people on the road.
So whether it's going back to our trip to California or the bounce over to Germany, what I now have decided really annoys me unreasonably is the people who still have sometimes lots of things in their pockets, even though they were just asked by the person before going through the scanner if you have anything in your pockets. And sometimes, like, you take out a little something you forgot. Okay, I can live with that. I saw somebody at the airport take 5 things out of their pockets after they were asked, do you have anything in your pockets? I was like, what? How did we miss that?
It never fails, does it?
It's unbelievable.
Feels like it happens every time I go to the double AC. It's the one person that happens to get in front of me at security.
It always is.
And they walk through and they're like, did you take everything out of your pocket? And they're like, oh, wait, I'm wearing a belt. Or wait, I forgot to take my watch off. And it's like, they told you everything needs to go in the bucket. Everything. What are we doing? Getting worked up.
Guys,
if you say something like, you don't get mad anymore, I'm going to get mad at that.
I will too.
You know what? Now that I know that, it's somebody texted this in and it's loud noises.
Mm.
When my son whistles around the house, I get, you just made a face like, that's ridiculous. Yeah, I know.
No, it was more of a confused / intrigued.
He whistles so damn loud. And I'm just like, and it's not like he's doing the, you know, the, hey, I'm trying to get your attention whistle. He's just whistling while he works. And it's just irritating.
The finger whistle.
Then he's got his headphones on playing video games, so he can't hear how loud it is.
Yeah.
And it's just all over the house. That and my daughter and her friend, they FaceTime each other. And this is awesome. I love that she has a friendship like this. They call each other bestie and they talk all the time, and it's awesome.
That's nice.
But
it's nice.
She has the volume up so damn loud on her iPad that I basically feel like I'm sitting next to this little girl in her house. And I'm like, hey, turn it down. And she's like, no. And I'm like, oh, the attitude now. And so, yeah, loud noises. There's just something about the volume on the TV being too loud. I think I'm at a point now, sensory overload.
Okay.
You know, maybe it's just because I'm old. But I don't want a lot of different noises happening all at the same time.
Yeah, I think I'm picking that up from my dad because he's always been anti-loud noise guy. Unless he's the one making the loud noise, then it's perfectly okay. You know, whenever he watches a new show that comes out or a new movie that he got on digital, man, the volume is up at minimum to 85. You know, and the walls are shaking. I am trying to, like, you know, maybe listen to a podcast, listen to the station. I'm trying to watch a game, and I can't hear anything. I cannot hear anything. And then the paintings and all the stuff on my wall starts shaking. I'm like, why are we having an earthquake? Oh, yeah. A new movie came out. That's why. I've kind of picked up on that because there's a dude in the neighborhood that has a super modded motorcycle that dad has despised him since we moved in. And I've picked that up. Because it's usually when I wake up because Corey, I forgot to tell you this week, I've made the transition to being a morning gym person.
I saw that on Twitter the other day.
So, and it has changed my life for the better.
You got a better energy, huh?
Yeah, and I've noticed this dude gets on his motorcycle to go to wherever he works at like 6 a.m. And it is just so, it literally shakes my window.
Oh,
and he's
man.
Like 4 houses away. I'm like, how? How is your motorcycle that loud? Especially at 6 a.m. What are we doing here? So I gave him a good little, you know, like, I'm going to watch you leave the neighborhood while I'm standing next to my car. I'm acting like I'm some 60-year-old man. Get off my lawn. But here I am in like a tank top and, you know, shorts ready to go lift weights. I'm staring at this dude like I'm some, you know, raggedy old man. And I'm just like, wow, I'm getting old. This is bad. This is very bad. This
so
is happening
many shots
too quick.
At old people in that statement, right?
Yeah,
there.
I feel like I'm aging too fast, and I don't like it sometimes. You know, like I had one of those moments. I was scrolling TikTok the other day, and it was some sort of like construction festival. I don't know what it was, and they were showing off the newest, latest innovations in like construction materials. And this dude was showing off a 24-point use ladder. That has like 4 ladders built inside of a ladder. And I was like amazed. And I was like, I need one of these. Mm-hmm. Why would I use it? I don't know, but I need one of these.
But if you used it too much, are you afraid you'd get a ladder infection? Damn it. Hey,
you really messed that one up, Kevin.
Dang it.
You know what?
I knew it was going that direction and I regretted it as soon as I mentioned ladders, but thank you for ruining your own bit.
You know what? I felt really old because I will look on TMZ Sports and one of the things they have on there is Sophie Rain dismisses Lil Tay's boxing challenge. And I was like, I do not know who either of those people are.
I'm starting to get to that point too. Like, I love whenever a new word will come up and somebody here, like a lot of the times it will be Corey. He hears a new word and he's like, what is that? And I'm like, I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is news to me. I'm having to Urban Dictionary some of these new trends. I'm like, geez, am I that far removed from being cool?
One of the new phrases, because last week, I think it was, or earlier in the week, it was Dable who said that Jackson Dart said his game was mid.
And he's like, whatever that means.
And he was like, well, I don't know what mid means. You'll have to ask him. And then at the very end, he just goes 6'7". And everybody laughed because 6'7" means something. And I still don't know what, but I say it all the time because I think it's hilarious that my kids think it's cringe. And so I say it, and then they're like, that's chop, Dad. And I'm like, okay, hold on. I got to use this now. So,
and I'm assuming from that context, chop is bad.
I feel like it is.
Okay, see, and here's where you drop them with what they think is going to be a dad joke, and then you bring them a dose of reality when you're like, why was 6 afraid of 7? And they're like, 'cause 7, 8, 9. And you're like, no, because 7 was a registered 6 offender. And that's when you make it real for them and they'll stop saying that.
It's called lessons. Scare it out of them.
Back to you, Alex.
That's what Kevin's saying. Scared straight.
Yeah, I feel like I could do one of those prison programs.
Mark that.
Just let that live in its own space.
We will we'll revisit that tomorrow at 1:30.
Son of a gun.
Unless Micah wants to destroy it.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My segment again. We will see what happens. And the only thing
I saw that.
Yeah.
Alec, I got all of these texts like right at the end of our camp that day. And they're like, man, can you believe this? And I was like, I have no idea what they're talking about. And so then like I went on to Twitter and I saw Corey and Fred and Alec live react to Micah's trade request. And I was like, what?
Man, I think my favorite thing to come out of that was I had somebody send me the fan cam reactions. Like, I checked my phone because I got a text that was like, hey, this is happening. And you could see me holding my phone reading it. And about 5 seconds later, you can see my face just in my hands. Like, what is happening? And then that's when I told Corey, hey, check your phone, buddy. This is kind of crazy. 877-881-1053. Things that unnecessarily annoy you in honor of Mickey Spagnuolo. Getting annoyed by the music at Cowboys practice earlier today. If you missed that, hit the rewind button. I see this one from the 214 is great. Stopping on the entrance ramp to the highway rather than blending in with the traffic.
Dude.
That's the worst.
Bobby asked, was it yesterday or 2 days ago, like, what's the thing that gives you natural dopamine? And it is a lane shift where I am getting over and the other car in front of me or behind me is getting over to the lane I was in, and we do it perfectly. And that's one of those moments where I'm like, look, we just communicated without even talking.
Yeah.
You know, we just did this together. Look at us. Because you asked the question to Stephen Jones once, is driving a race or
as a cooperative or an individual. Yeah.
And I've always been like, you know what? I think we got to work together on these streets.
Absolutely. Look, we've talked about this all the time, Alec. If you're trying to go back towards like Garland and Rockwall and everything, when we leave our office, is you're trying to break off into this spot where you're not really on 75, but just for a second, like the 345 part to connect to 30.
Yeah.
And all these people are trying to block you out from getting over. And I'm like, no, I'm trying to get out of your way. Yep. If you just let me in, I will move immediately away. And they're like, you can't take my spot. And I'm like, I don't want your spot. I'm not breaking into downtown.
That is the worst, and that's what I hate about the drive home, because that is the exact direction I go. But gentlemen, something interesting, there's like a whole clip on TikTok on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers page. They posted a clip of one of their athletic trainers who they did not name, so unfortunately I can't give him his true flowers. So if you want to check it out there, go listen. It's about a minute and a half long, and it gets real scientific and whatnot. But really cool things about how they sweat test players in the NFL now. And what that means is they have a tiny little maybe inch and a half long patch that they put on the inner forearm of players now throughout practice. And they document every little thing they do, including how many times they grab the Gatorade bottle that's full of water, how many times they get a drink, how many times they drink actual Gatorade, how many times they have to stop in the middle of practice to go to the bathroom, all of these different things to keep up with their hydration. And at the end of practice, they peel off this patch and they test it. They run it through a machine that gives them all kinds of diagnostics to some even microscopic terms that I had never heard of in terms of the sweat. They can take one droplet of sweat and tell exactly how hydrated these players are based on the salt contents.
Whoa.
And they make individualized plans and ingredients and stuff to put in the players' Gatorade bottles. That's why players at practices now have their own bottle, their own Gatorade bottle that is written to their name, because they have special blends for each player based on how much they take in per day in terms of sodium content. So yeah. I just think it's crazy that we went from, like, in middle school and high school, here's a random bottle of water to you need to guard this with your life, because we are inspecting every drop of sweat that comes out of your body to tell how hydrated you are and what you need and what you don't need.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Is this rookie already the most hated player on his team? Next on The Fan.
In Texas A&M territory, Bazelak in trouble. Down he goes. Shamar Stewart on the sack. Loss of 9.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it.
Look, I'm going to hustle through this story because I know there's a new story that has developed. I don't know if it just happened or what, but it now has both Alec and Corey's attention. And I know that we need to turn it over to that story. So give me just like 30 seconds to go through this. So Shamar Stewart, after holding out throughout a good chunk of training camp, because I thought he held out for good reason, but he's there.
I agree.
Okay. And now he ran into Joe Burrow and a fight broke out, and he hasn't been there that long, but do you think Shamar Stewart is already maybe kind of disliked in Bengals training camp?
Probably.
By the way, he had to like catch his balance with his left arm, or else it really looked like, because he had been like sort of knocked off a little bit, it really looked like he might have taken out Joe Burrow's legs.
Ooh.
And then I feel like that could have potentially been catastrophic, but it started a scuffle.
I'm curious, and I haven't seen a quote on this. What was his reasoning for it being okay? You know, like if the offensive lineman or if his teammates were like, dude, what are you doing? And they're going after him and it starts the scuffle.
Yeah.
Then why was he fighting back other than just trying to defend himself? Like, dude, you did something wrong. You need to, it's the quarterback. He's wearing a red jersey for a reason.
That's a good question, because I have seen multiple players who are like, dude, you got to be better than that. And one of his teammates says something's transpired that warranted a response.
Yeah.
And so I just think that's really interesting. But I'm going to use a story that I was going to bring up to transition to the story you guys really want to talk about. Michael Penix was also involved in a scuffle during the Falcons practice against the Titans.
Oh, no.
But something tells me you save your fake oh no's. Something tells me that is not the Michael Penix story that we're going to talk about.
No, it's not. And I do just want to remind everybody of Kevin Hagelin's stance a few weeks ago.
My name is Michael Penix.
That's
okay,
right.
Now that we got that out of the way.
Said that many times.
Pat Timlin, a sports anchor in Chicago, posted a picture from WTOC 11, the Southeast Sports Leader, a local news station that was picking up the Michael Penix Jr. press conference, but on the lower third where it says the Falcons quarterback and has his name, the X in his last name was replaced clear as day with an S.
Stop it.
And I'm so
serious. Right now.
I've retweeted it at Alec on the radio. Shout out to Tolo Daniel for sending this my way. But
they
yes.
put up for his presser Michael Penis Jr.
Thank you.
You gotta be kidding me.
Here it is, dude. I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best to see. This does not look. It doesn't look photoshopped.
It's an honest picture of Pat's TV.
Okay.
It looks real.
There are certain words that you say or type, and you have to be like, don't say this. Don't say this. And I feel like when you're typing out Penix, you should really make sure you get that X.
Here's what it is. Somebody in that newsroom, because I think this is news. I don't think this is sports. Yeah, it's 628. Maybe it is. But somebody in that newsroom said, what's his name? And somebody said, oh, I heard on the KNC Masterpiece they call him Michael Penix.
That's right.
And they misheard the X and just typed in the S. And they were like, are you sure? All right, fine, guys. I think that might have happened, but this is big.
Why?
Significant. This really is, man.
Huge.
Huge.
You guys are so stupid. But I guess it happened, so there's that. Hey!
This is so wild.
So dumb.
He's going to have to come out and tell everybody.
Why? Everybody knows his name is Penix.
Obviously not.
No, I have tape.
Yeah.
My name is Michael Penix.
And there's a video or a picture on Pat Timlin's Twitter right now that says otherwise, Kevin.
Okay. Let's look. I don't know how. Let's go from that to the NFL continues to let the Chiefs do pretty much whatever the hell they want.
Yep.
So the NFL is really busy right now, I don't know, doing whatever. And so they're not going to be able to have the Rashee Rice disciplinary hearing until September 30th. Because, again, they are super duper busy. And so that means that Rashee Rice would, in theory, be available. Well, he is available until that disciplinary hearing takes place. Now, some cynical people, like perhaps myself, would say, huh, well, their season opener is a standalone in the Friday time slot on YouTube, which is still a newer, at least for this type of game, partner. And then their second game is a Super Bowl rematch against the Philadelphia Eagles. But again, that's what a cynical person would say, and that's why the hearing is not until after that. And, you know, I guess another cynical person would be like, but you can't have it after that game because then week four is coming up against Baltimore, and that's going to be a marquee game. Mm-hmm. So do the Chiefs have three of their first four games are marquee games, and that's why they don't do it until before the Jacksonville game? I guess. Some cynical people might think that, not me.
Also, Kevin, don't forget the week of the Jacksonville game is the week that Taylor Swift's new album comes out. That's 10-3.
And I did that not game know is
10-6.
That.
Yeah, I looked this up last
night. So pretty much everything is not going to matter.
That's what they're doing. They're saying, hey, look, once that happens, this'll take the story over.
Okay.
And we'll just forget about the Rice part and just move on. That's what I believe.
I can see that.
But I think that NFL looks at this way a lot. You know, they try and figure out these ways. They look at schedules. Maybe Kansas City's like, hey, can we get, you know, a good cushion under our belt before we turn things over? Maybe get some wins here and then feel more confident about losing our best receiver on the field. So,
yeah, good for them. Look, I get bitter because I still think about when we had no real collective bargaining agreement or salary cap. And so the Cowboys were like, all right, let's sign some people, and they're like retroactively.
That was still stupid, ridiculous. Yeah, I hate that.
All right, Shedeur Sanders. We talked yesterday about the oblique strain. Now it looks like he's unlikely to play this weekend against the Philadelphia Eagles. I know that's disappointing just because, like, if you're looking for things to watch in the preseason, I know Shedeur has jumped to the top of a lot of people's lists.
This morning I heard one of the sports minutes, and they were like, look, man, this could set him back significantly. And I was like, huh, okay, maybe.
Maybe.
But then he said, but if he's truly meant to be great, he'll find his way.
I agree.
You agree with that? Baker Mayfield's actually one of those guys that I look at and go, that's a really good story about
that.
He ended up in a trash place and was okay and then bad. And you could blame a lot of that on that. And then he found his way because he actually is a really good quarterback. And I just wonder, though, like, Do we believe that really good talent has always found its way to the top? Or do you think there's somebody, some people out there that just, it never worked out for them and they still have the talent for it?
I'm not going to say it's 100%. I think that would be foolish to be like 100%. Cream always rises to the top, to quote the late great Macho Man. But I do think in most instances that your talent will put you, for the most part, where you're meant to be. But this is where I think it's important, right? So, like, let's use Tom Brady as an example.
Okay.
Do I eventually think Tom Brady would have figured it out and gotten on somewhere? Absolutely. I think his work ethic and will to be great would have gotten him there. But will that will to be great have gotten him two Super Bowls and a spot in the Hall of Fame? Versus, which is great.
Yeah.
Versus, you're probably, a lot of people would say, not me, of course, the greatest of all time. And so this is one of the instances where, does this slow down the process and mean that Shador could maybe be a starter in year two?
Right.
Versus maybe somebody got hurt for Cleveland and that's their first sub in week four or five, whatever the case might be.
Yeah, dead on. Yeah.
So, yeah, I am also curious to see how that plays out. But it's the same thing we talked about with Tyler Guyton. It's missing the time and the practice for players that need it. Like, Micah Parsons is not practicing right now. Oh, no. I wonder if he'll know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have no doubt about that. But for players like that, man, that time is really, really valuable. By the way, we didn't mention it yesterday, in case you care. The Cowboys, once again, the most expensive or highest valued franchise in all of professional football per Sportico, $12.8 million. That is more.
Billion?
Billion. What a world that we would have lived in. $12.8 billion.
Jeez.
And the second on the list is the Rams at $10.4 billion. Just think about that for a second. 12.8 to 10.4 billion difference.
We're so the that's improvement.
Yes, that is improvement. Agreed. We're the KNC masterpiece field, but right here. Don't worry about that part. On 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's do some NFL overreaction or reality next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.